you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
You're listening to the WNW Sports Network's presentation of high school football in the postseason Division 8 of the MHSAA playoffs as the Ubley Bearcats are on the road trying to take on their rival of the Harbor Beach Pirates. And let's take a look at those Ubley Bearcats. The first season for Jim Becker at the helm has gone pretty darn well for the Ubley Bearcats, all things considered. They finished the regular season at 7-2 and did what Bill Sweeney and Dave Kaufman each did in their first postseason game as head coach, win. For Bill Sweeney, it was Memphis in 2003. For Dave Kaufman in 2011, ironically, Saginaw MLS. And Jim Becker followed suit for Ubley's eighth victory of the year against Saginaw MLS.
It's the second time in the past 3 years. In 2016, they were 12-1 with a semifinals appearance there. So the Bearcats have had good success. It hasn't mattered who's coached a team. The scheme is still the same, and they're still that tough, hard-nosed hitting football team they've always been.
Just two times since 2001 have the Ubley Bearcats missed the playoffs. For those keeping score at home, that would be 16 times in 18 years that the Orange and Black of the M19 Valley have made it to the postseason. One of the keys to an Ubley playoff run is a skilled quarterback that can orchestrate the wing tee offense. Junior quarterback Casey Sweeney fits the bill for that charge and makes his 11th start for the Bearcats tonight.
He's really settled in as the season's gone on, and he has helped spark that offense and get it going from that first couple weeks. He only had 8 carries against Harbor Beach the first time around, but he took it for 111 yards and a score. He was their leading rusher. On the season, he's just about at 750 yards and 8 total touchdowns. He's been a really nice addition to this offense, and look for him to have yet another year next season as well.
But for the Ubley Bearcats to accumulate 8 wins in 10 games, it's not just Casey Sweeney running the ball. The backfield behind him is multifaceted and can attack defenses in every which way. As a team, Ubley has rushed for 3,429 yards for an average of 342 yards per game. Aside from Casey Sweeney, you'll be hearing the names of Ethan Lemke, Shane Ozentoski, and Nick Wright quite a bit this evening.
And keep in mind, William Spicer was that third running back. In my opinion, he was the second running back. He had 600 yards and 7 touchdowns before concussions are going to keep him out of this game. Ethan Lemke, though, he's the bell cow back. He's the workhorse. He is the playmaker. He is the guy that the Harbor Beach defense is trying to stop. He's over 1,100 yards, 18 touchdowns on the season. He scored against Harbor Beach the first time around. But the guy, the X factor to keep your eye on the offense is Nick Wright. He had a huge game last week, 173 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's the guy that's going to help take the pressure off of Lemke and Sweeney, kind of like Spicer did when he was healthy.
Despite the wing tee offense historically being a methodical offense, the Ubley Bearcats are averaging 36 per game, the second best of all the Greater Thumb Conference teams. On the defensive side, the Ubley Bearcats boast the third best defense of the 14 GTC teams, allowing just 16.3 per game on defense. In 6 games, Ubley has held their opponents to 12 points or less.
Well, they look at Week 9 when they played Cass City. They held the Greater Thumb West champions to 6 points just a couple weeks ago. And MLS had 231 yards passing on them, but only 138 yards rushing. But they didn't give up a ton of points, and they were able to score enough to win that game. This Bearcat team is very versatile. They have found ways to win ball games, not just winning with great defense.
In the Week 5 matchup between Ubley and Harbor Beach, the Bearcats gave up 363 yards on the ground compared to their own 307 yards rushing. falling short 28-36 to Harbor Beach. Kickoff of the district championship rematch between Ubley and Harbor Beach is in 21 minutes right here on the WLAW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Ubley and Harbor Beach in the Division 8 district championship right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Midland. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie, Marketing Director. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our new mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. For more information on what Bayport State Bank can do for you, visit any office in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC and Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Hi, it's Mike from Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, our shop and parts department is open too. We're open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our newly opened wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies, or the fact that our Ready Care clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all. But that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Behnke. The whole crew is here tonight in week number 11, as is the Division 8 District Championship between the Ubley Bearcats and the Harbor Beach Pirates tonight, where Thanksgiving will be decided who has the upper hand, what side of the table will it be, Harbor Beach or Ubley. The first season
Now let's flip the page here. Since 1997, Troy Shelkey has been at the helm for the pirate ship in Harbor Beach. For those 22 years, Shelkey and the Harbor Beach Pirates have made it to the postseason now 13 total times. The big news last week was that Troy Shelkey is now the winningest coach in Harbor Beach history. With the big win over Saginaw Novell last week, Shelkey now has